African Americans have always been more leery than whites when it comes to investing in stocks and money market funds, often losing out on money due to outdated thinking about how to save and invest their money. But the 8th annual Ariel Charles Schwab Black Investor Survey shows that employer-sponsored accounts have gotten more people thinking about setting money aside for 20, 30, and 40 years down the road. Melody Hobson is president of Ariel Capital Management, the co-sponsors of the survey.
The major threat, which is the most important issue, is that we are underinvested versus our white counterparts. And our big issue is how do we close this gap that exists? Because ultimately, this perpetuates the wealth gap that exists in this country. When we first asked the question, do you own stock or stock mutual funds, back in 1998, 57% of African Americans said that they did versus 81% of our white counterparts. And we're still seeing that underinvestment versus our white counterparts year after year.
There has been historically a distrust of banking institutions and organizations in the Black community. Even today, that's the case, isn't it?
That's absolutely the case. When we tried to figure out why were we underinvested that first year, we did find that trust was a huge issue and remains a big issue for our community, as well as knowledge, misinformation, lack of exposure, and the fact that as a community, we tend to be more conservative. But that trust issue is a very, very big deal for us, and a lot of that trust is exacerbated by the fact that we don't see a lot of people like ourselves in these financial institutions.
Now, we have, in fact, seen, even over the course of the years you've been doing the study, some growth, though.
Well, let's say the actual investment habits that we've tracked, yes, we've seen increased participation. So in 2002, we peaked, and 74% of us said that we own stock or stock mutual funds versus 80% of our white counterparts. Now, then we went through the bear market. We got ravaged. Many of us were new investors, so we bailed out very, very quickly. When we asked the question this year, 65% of African Americans said we own stock or stock mutual funds versus, again, 80% of our white counterparts. The white numbers have stayed steady. Even through the bear market, whites may have pared back some of their stock market investments, but they didn't go all the way out of the stock market.
What did you find in this year's survey? Talk to us about what the focus was.
The big focus for us this year was retirement. And we found a very important and startling statistic. And that statistic was that when we are saving primarily for retirement through our employer-sponsored retirement plan, like a 401k plan, we are twice as likely to be investors than other African Americans who are saving for other reasons. So that means that the employer-sponsored retirement plan is a real gateway to narrowing this wealth gap that exists in this country. If we can get African Americans there, we tend to develop really excellent saving and investment habits.
Talk to me a bit about the importance. I think oftentimes we tend to live for the day. Talk to me about the importance of understanding the nest egg and the want for retirement dollars.
Well, when you're 80 years old and you've run out of money, going back to work is not an option. And these days, of course, we all know that Social Security is not enough to sustain the average person in their old age and in their retirement years. And so from the most basic level of just necessity, not living large, just living, that focusing on retirement is essential, particularly in this environment where many companies don't have the pension plans that they used to have. We've got to take care of ourselves and we've got to be planning. You got to the point about nest egg. One of the things that we found with African Americans is that we are very concerned about having emergency money. And one of the reasons that we think that exists is that we have a lot of pulls on our resources from friends and family members. More so than our white counterparts, we tend to take care of aging parents and adult children. We're just trying to get past sort of the basics, the nest egg, buying a house, and we're sort of putting retirement way off after things like sending our kids to college, where we put a higher level of priority.
One of the things I know that your surveys have found throughout the years is the idea that because African Americans didn't often grow up in homes that talked about the stock market, investing and the like, it was something that came to them late. And as is the case for adults, sometimes it's frightening, more frightening to jump in the pool when you're older than younger.
Yes, we do start later. The first place that we tend to learn about investing, again, goes back to the employer-sponsored retirement plan, whereas our white counterparts often will have more experience at the home. So the way that we've described it is, we're not talking about the stock market around the dinner table. African Americans are talking about the stock market around the water cooler. First and foremost, I just again want to emphasize that employer-sponsored retirement plan being an important place of entry for us.
All right. Well, Melody Hobson, president of Ariel Capital Management, we thank you for your time and the information today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. If you'd like to comment, log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us, or give us a call at 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.